So the Lord Jesus went about preaching and proclaiming the glad tidings, the good news, the evangel of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. These were apprentices, if you will. They were watching him. They were listening to him. And the Lord was actually focusing on these 12 because when he's gone, they are the ones that will carry on the message. And they'll go to places far distant than the Lord Jesus ever went. And so when Luke introduces their ministry, he would introduce it by saying that which Jesus began to do and to teach. The Lord Jesus began it, they observed it, and upon his return to the Father, they carried on in that work. Well, my time is up, I see, but I want to make a comment or two about these three women that I mentioned. And then we will close. The 12 were with him, but they were not the only ones with him. These certain women, they had all experienced some benefit from the hand of this good master. They've been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Then are named Mary, Magdalene, and I think that Magdalene is given to separate her from a lot of the other Marys we find in the Gospels. I guess Mary was like Bill. You know, there's many of them, you know. And there is the separation. Mary the Magdalene. And she shows up again at the crucifixion. She shows up after the resurrection. So, you know, here was a woman who actually stuck with the Lord Jesus. And shame on the 12 because I don't think they could hold out that long. Isn't that amazing? And there is many a work of God in which men peter out. And there are godly sisters that persist. So there is Mary, and then there is Joanna. She's a woman of maybe some status. Her husband was in the court of Herod. So she was maybe from the upper echelon, if you will. And lest you think that, you know, you need to be one of those to hang around with the Lord Jesus, Luke also tells us, then there was this dear sister by the name of Susanna. What do you know about Susanna? Nothing. We don't know a thing about Susanna. Ordinary woman. All we know is that her name means lily. And certainly she lived up to that name. Her life, her character was fragrant with sweet kindness toward the Lord. And what is said about these? And then of course there are many others, so they're not all named. It's not an exhaustive list. So there is the 12. There are these three women, and then many others. What did they do? They ministered to him of their substance. You know, the Lord is rich. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. But he would let it be recorded in the Gospels that these women ministered to him and they received their ministry. May God grant it to us that we would receive the ministry of the Lord to our hearts. And then out of love for him, minister to his interests. If you've never trusted the Lord, there is no more important thing that you could do today than to settle things with God. Because he's a just God with righteous demands. And he does not mingle with sin. He is separate from sin. But he loves you and has made a provision so that you can on a just and righteous basis come and be received into fellowship with him. And that is through his Son, the Lord Jesus, who not only came and preached the gospel, he died to bring the gospel to us. If you've never trusted him, why not today? Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you for these words from your scripture. We thank you for Luke, who recorded it for us. We thank you for the faithfulness of the Holy Spirit in taking things out of the Word of God and giving us things concerning the Lord Jesus, that we may trust him, that we may appreciate him, that we may love him, that we may minister to him. And often we do it now by ministering to the saints, by carrying on in this world, having a part in your interests, in the light of eternity, O God. We pray that you would give us grace to be good stewards of time and serve you well. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we ask it. Amen.
Watching preachers.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's... is it on? Is it on?
I mean, do you have your notes?
I mean, I have some, you know, what I do is I'm, you know, studying and reading and meditating on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much time do you put in on a message like that? Just out of, I mean, do you really, like, every day after work, an hour? Or
yeah, I'm... I have no idea how much time goes into any of them. Because I'm just studying.
Right.
And making some notes as I go. And then when I have to speak somewhere,